finally, this week on Main Menu, we conclude our demonstration of the 10-pin bowling alley game.
So let's go ahead and hit the space bar to select the first ball. Now what you'll hear is three taps, and then you'll hear a chirp, that's the 7-pin, and then a click, that's between the 7 and the 4. A chirp, that's the 4.
Sorry, folks, it seems to be taking a while to pick up the ball.
And a chirp, let's see here. Anyway, there's a click between each of the arrows to further help you target what you want to do. So let's go for it.
Seen a better strike than the one that he just made. His aiming was absolutely flawless. Hit enter for the next player.
Now, anytime that you want to skip past the dialogue, you can do so by hitting the control key when he starts talking. You can go through it fairly quickly. I'll show you that in a little while. Let's go ahead and see what Dave W. can do now.
Dave W., you're up. Press the space bar to pick up your first ball.
Now remember, Dave W. is a right-handed bowler, so he wants to hit on the other side of the head pin. Did you notice that little humor there? Oh, Dave. Uh-oh. Ouch.
Got about half of them.
Yeah, a little more than
that.
Let's
hear which pins are still standing.
3, 6, 9, 10.
Okay.
Get up to that line. Dave W. You know the drill. Tap space bar to get that second ball.
Now he's got to figure out where to hit it to get the spare. Do you hit square on the 3-pin? Do you hit to the left of it? Do you hit to the right of it? I don't know. Let's see.
And he picks up the spare. Press enter to continue.
Okay. Now, if you wanted to find out what your score was for that frame, you can hit the S for score or the F3 key.
Dave W. has a score in this frame so far of...
10.
Well, that figures. He got the spare. What's his total for the game so far? That's either the T for total or the F4 key.
Dave W. has a score in the game so far of...
10.
That figures. Let's hit space for enter, rather.
Frame 2 is about to start. Now we have Charles R. He's working on a strike. Press the space bar to pick up your first ball.
You can also interrupt him from saying to hit the space bar by go ahead and hitting it at any time that you... when he says press the space, go ahead and hit it, and it'll go ahead and start your cycle. Notice the pop out of the thumb hole occasionally.
Have you ever seen a better strike than the one that he just made? He aimed straight and true. To move on to the next player, press the enter key. Dave W., you're up. He got a spare in the last frame. Hit spit.
See there? That's better, Dave.
Have you ever seen a better strike than the one that he just made? He aimed straight and true. Press enter to continue. Let's start our coverage of frame three. Press the space bar to pick up your first ball.
See how the control key cuts all that out? Okay, let's go for it. Well, I hit it in the right spot. Sometimes they just don't fall.
Impressive! Only missed a couple. Let's hear which pins are still standing.
4, 7.
Charles
R
is up. You know the drill. Tap space bar to get that second ball.
Well, at least I think I hit it in the right spot. Let's see, which click did I hit it on?
9.
Okay, that was with the F5 key. That's if you know that you had to hit it on tone 5, and you hit the F5 key.
9.
You know you hit it right. Sometimes you get not so lucky.
Just got one.
Yep.
To move on to the next player, press the enter key.
Oh, which one did I leave, though? Okay, hit the F2 key.
Let's hear which pins are still standing.
7.
I left the 7 pin. F3.
Charles
R
has a score in this frame so far of
9.
And F4.
Charles
R
has a score in the game so far of
9.
He's working on strikes from the last two frames.
9? Well, that's kind of strange. Okay. So maybe it doesn't add your score yet until
the game can continue if you press the enter key now.
So you're completed with it. Okay. So it gives you reminders if you don't do anything.
Show us what you're made of. Dave W. He's working on a strike. Press the space bar to pick up your first ball.
Now, if you miss your spot, and you know you did, you can also wait until it comes back from the right side to count also. That's moving across. You missed it.
Just bowled a perfect strike. His aiming was absolutely flawless. Press enter to continue.
Now, if you miss your spot and you let it go across and you miss it again and you miss it again and you miss it again as it keeps coming back across, if you let 3 complete cycles go through without bowling, that'll be counted as a foul and you get 0. And you hear a very loud buzzer, so I won't do that in this demo, but it's there.
It's time for frame 4. Show us what you're made of. Charles
R.
It's your turn. You know the drill. Tap space bar to get that second ball.
Uh-oh.
Well, we could pretend that it was the gutter you were aiming for. To move on to the next player, press the enter key.
He's not always very complimentary, is he?
Show us what you're made of. Dave W. He's working on strikes from the last two frames. Press.
Uh-oh. Well.
Oh, that's too bad. All but one pin down. Let's hear which pins are still standing.
7.
The 7 pin.
Dave W., it's your turn. What are you waiting for? Space bar to get that second ball.
Uh-oh.
you missed. press Enter to continue.
I like that one.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
I forgot to mention that one.
Tired of my coffee.
Well, it's been pretty clear that your coffee don't got zest appeal.
Zest appeal? What's that? Oh.
That's the secret ingredient in Arizona Brothers coffee. Yeah, look here.
Huh?
A blend of the finest Brazilian soya beans, Chilean chicory nuts, and Spanish fly.
Oh.
Here, take this can home with you, Katie.
Ersatz Brothers Coffee, the real one. Look for the can in the clean brown can.
I'm not a coffee drinker anyway, but okay.
The sixth frame is about to begin. Now we have Charles R. Press the space bar to pick up your first ball.
That, of course, was a fictitious commercial. This is the first game I've ever seen that will do that. It actually has some real commercials in it, though, that were popular. There's a Pepsi jingle, there's a Coke jingle in there, there's some beer commercials. There's 10 or 11 commercials there, I think. And it plays them just at random. You never know which one you're going to get.
Folks, this might be just the right time to take a trip over to the snack bar. Seems like we're going to be waiting a while.
No, actually, if they went to the snack bar, they might miss something. So, I missed something, too. Okay, well, I wonder who won that game. It says to press enter to continue, but the game is over. Okay, let's see what it does.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the post-game show. Don't be a pinhead. You can spare a moment to hear all the striking details of today's game. Second place is taken by Charles R., who scored
188.
And in first place, our winner, Dave W., who scored
195.
Close.
Would you like to hear the final roundup again? Press Y for yes or N for no.
I'm going to hit the N.
Please select an option.
Let's go bowling.
Yeah, let's go down arrow a little bit.
Create a new player. Player statistics.
And let's see.
Press enter to view a player statistics. Press escape to return to the main menu.
1.
Practice player A.
Let's down arrow.
2.
Practice player B.
Down arrow.
3.
Charles R.
And let's hit enter.
Press escape to return to the previous menu.
3.
Charles R.
Now you can down arrow to see all your statistics that have been written to the program.
Lefty.
It shows I'm a lefty.
Play method aiming.
That's the method.
Level 1 with an average of
188.
Boy, that's lousy.
Play method aiming and swinging.
3.
Charles R.
Oh, there is nothing there because, of course, I haven't played it. So, let's hit escape.
Press enter to view a player statistics. Press escape to return to the main menu.
1.
Practice player A.
Let's just up arrow.
5.
Charles R.
Well, how about that? I'm still there. Let's hit the delete key.
Are you sure you want to delete?
5.
Charles R. Press Y for yes or N for no.
Yes.
1.
Practice player A.
Now we can down arrow.
2.
Practice player B.
3.
Charles R.
So I guess you could bowl against yourself, maybe. Delete.
Are you sure you want to delete?
3.
Charles.
R.
Press Y for yes or N for no.
You betcha.
3.
Dave.
W.
Now let's hit delete.
Are you sure you want to delete?
3.
Dave.
W.
Press Y for yes or N for no.
Yes.
1.
Practice player
A.
And let's hit escape.
Please select an option.
Player statistics.
It's right back where we were. Let's go ahead and down arrow.
Use handicapping.
Off.
Speaker test.
Leave the alley.
And let's do that. And there you have it. You can get this game for $24.95 plus the shipping and handling cost from www.adora, that's A-D-O-R-A, Entertainment, E-N-T-E-R-T-A-I-N-M-E-N-T, .com. And it's the best bowling game out there for the blind. Well, it's actually the only one that I know of. And as you can hear, it's got good sound. It's a fun game to play. And there are a few things I'd like to see. I'd like to make it kind of interesting. Maybe the option to choose the skill level and the aiming or aiming and swinging method for each individual player when you're bowling. That would add something to the game. I'd like to see in any skill level other than that easiest one, not telling you every time to hit the space bar because you've bowled and you already know that. And a few other minor little things, like when we saw that my score was 9. Oh, that's strange. Maybe it just hadn't added that to the total yet. But that one's okay. And I'd like to see the sound of the ball return on every shot, because that would be a little more accurate as far as bowling ambience goes. But all in all, though, this is a very nice game. I had fun beta testing it, as did the others. I believe the file is about 70 meg or so. Or you can just order the CD and load it from there. That's it from here today. I think I'll go back in and grab myself a beer and go bowling again.
Thanks to all our contributors this week on the program. If you'd like to record something for Main Menu, then by all means get in touch. You can drop us a line to support@acbradio.org. From Main Menu and all the team, until next time, bye for now.